The national soccer team of Togo was supposed to be in Angola today. The Togolese were one of the teams that qualified for the African Cup of Nations, the tournaments being played in Angola. But the Togolese are no longer taking part. They withdrew from the tournament after the team bus was hit in a deadly ambush. The world's William Troop has this update.
Togo's team was attacked by men wielding machine guns. Separatist rebels from the Angolan enclave of Cabinda have since claimed responsibility. Three people were killed. They were Togo's assistant coach, a press spokesman, and an Angolan bus driver. That was Friday. Today, Togo's national team captain, Emmanuel Adebayor, is still in shock.
This one was one of the bad moments in my life. But, you know, to be honest, it's emotionally, it's very difficult to explain. It's very difficult to talk about.
Adebayor is one of the reasons this incident has gotten so much attention. He's a top-level international star who plays professionally with England's Manchester City. The notion that a big star like Adebayor could have been killed on his way to an international match has shocked fans worldwide. The first reaction from many was that the tournament should be cancelled. But that didn't happen. Soccer's powers that be decided the show must go on. Sepp Blatter is the head of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA.
Don't forget that we have organized last year three competitions in Africa with no incidents. We have been in Egypt, we have been in Nigeria, we have been in South Africa. So therefore, it is also hope that football is stronger than any attack, and that's why the African Cup of Nations must go on.
And so it does, except for the Togolese team. But the incident in Angola has prompted questions about security for the next big soccer tournament scheduled to be held in Africa. That would be the World Cup, which kicks off in South Africa in June. Today, the head of South Africa's organizing committee, Danny Jordan, rejected any parallels between the two countries.
The event of Angola has absolutely nothing to do with South Africa, and absolutely nothing to do with the World Cup in South Africa.
Jordan said he's confident about security for the World Cup in South Africa, and he said it's unfair to raise questions about the tournament based on what happened in a different African nation. Jordan said that wouldn't be tolerated elsewhere.
If there is a security breach in Finland, you're not going to ask England to explain.
And, Jordan said, South Africa should be judged on its own record. He noted that the country has staged several high-profile sports tournaments since the end of apartheid in 1994. That includes a Rugby World Cup, a Cricket World Cup, and Soccer's Confederations Cup just last year. All went off without any major security incidents. For The World, I'm William Troop.